ओम शांति। ऑल आर फ्रेश फ्रेश फ्रेश। वी आर योगी सोल्स। वन थिंग सेकेंड थिंग बाबा हैज गिवन अस ग्रेट रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी। वी मस्ट बी अवेयर ऑफ दोज रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज। Thirdly, God Himself, Almighty Himself, is giving extra help to us this year especially. He has given a blessing to the time. He has blessed this year. He has promised to us that He will give extra help to everyone. What should we do? He has given us many, many treasures. We use all the treasures, and by making use of all treasures, we make our fortune most elevated. And we get blessing from Him. Be successful. I had been thinking for last week. This was a beautiful thought coming up in my mind. I enjoy Baba as my friend. So I was talking to him that can you become such a friend who remain my friend after cooperation too. Now we know you, we can talk to you, we can play with you, we know you, you know us. After cooperation, we will not know you, but you will know us. So I was asking him, Baba, you again become my friend after cooperation and do what a friend does for a friend. And I enjoyed this thought very much. Enjoyment proved that he accepted my request that, okay, I will become again your friend and will cooperate with you. Because we know after cooperation, we will need his cooperation in many situations. Not for us, but for our country, for our society, in order to solve the problems of many human beings. And He will give help to us, we are sure now. So we can make Him such a nice companion that He would remain our companion forever. So I was given this topic today, how to make use of all treasures in a worthwhile way. I remembered my experience of this Brahmin life. I noted down a very simple point from Sakar Murli in the beginning. Don't waste your time. It's a simple point. We had heard it thousands of times. And when I read one slogan in a notebook, if you waste your time, a day will come when time will ruin you, will destroy you. So I used to think, what best I can do at this confluence time? Avyakt Baba used to come in history hall, very close to Baba. We all sit very close. Long, long drashti, many blessings. So I used to see Baba, what he is. I wanted to know what God is, not who God is, what God is. What is his nature? How much pure and selfless love he has for us? What does he want from us? And what should we do for him? So always, when I was in front of Baba, I just keep looking at him, that he is the same God to whom I had been searching for since long. He is almighty. Everything is in hands. He can change entire world like this. And I used to remind myself, I used to feed this thought into my subconscious mind that this Baba has promised with me that I am your friend, I am always with you, I will protect you, I will do everything for you. So every time, normally Baba used to come every Thursday in 69, 70, 71, many times in a year. We got opportunity to see him in front of us and tried my best to know what God is. Such almighty power. So I used to remember what has been described in Indian philosophy about almighty. He can do everything with the power of thought. It's the origin of one Indian philosophy, that God created a thought, God had a thought in his mind, that I am alone, world should come into existence, and world was created. So, this is the philosophy of Shankaracharya, you know this name. Origin of his philosophy, that God created this world with the power of a thought only. So he's so almighty, so powerful. I used to talk to myself that such an almighty God is my father. He says, I am yours, I am for you. My everything is for you. My all powers, my all blessings are for you. So, sitting in front of Baba, I used to talk to myself this way. And this way I learnt not to waste my time. This is such a wonderful time that we are living our life in the company of God. We are enjoying His company. We can achieve everything, everything from Him for our 84 births. So we should not waste our time. So I made a promise, I will never waste my time, my precious moment of this confluence age. And then I learned how to use time in Baba's service, in yoga service, in churning, in yoga practices. This was that time when I, for the first time, I made an hourly chart. In 1970, I remember that date, 18th June of 1970, when Baba gave a murli like this, that you are most VVIPs, and see the ministers and the prime minister, president of this world, The timetable is always fixed. We see when a governor comes to Gyan Sarovar, minute to minute program is made. We get a program list. We follow that. They follow that. So Baba said, when the ministers and governors make such timetable to make use of the time, and you, the great soul, the most VIP soul, also must make the timetable of your mind and intellect. And for the first time, I made a timetable on the basis of Baba's many points given in Avyakt Murlis, that every hour I will do this, this, this. As a sense, I can say that was chart like this, that all practices which Baba gives in Murli, I did every day. So like 16 types of practice in 16 hours. So I enjoyed my time, yoga, very much, very much. So then no interest I had in gossiping, sitting here and there, going here and there. And this way I noticed solitude started to pull me. And as soon as I used to go in solitude, I realized that solitude became best, I will use this word, best blessing for my life. I achieved many things in solitude. So what I used to do, very fastly finished my work of kitchen, went on the rocks in solitude. At that time we did not know where Baba's rock is. Then we found it and named, this is Baba's rock. I used to go to honeymoon point, you have seen there, that side of Pandavan. Solitude. I went on all peaks of Mount Abu alone. I did not know that panthers and lions were there. Later on I came to know, you should not go alone there. But one aim was there in my mind, that I have to become fearless. So I used to go alone everywhere. It doesn't mean that you should also go alone. But I wanted to experiment one thing. Baba had mentioned in Murli that if you are combined to Baba, you are safe. Even robbers will not see towards you. Even monkeys and dogs will not come to you. Bears and panthers will run away from you if you are combined to Baba. So I wanted to experience this. So many times I went at a place to that we name Mama's Rock. I think you might have not seen that place. Means very lonely place. Fearful atmosphere was there. So once I went there, it was rainy season, I was alone, and evening time, little darkness, fog everywhere, and I felt little fear. But immediately I practiced, no, Almighty is a canopy over my head. And I sat there for half an hour, and then I came back. But I came running, because I had fear in my mind. So this way, I used my time in solitude, in churning, in good practices of yoga, and thus I am sure I can say with full determination that throughout the cycle, time will cooperate with me. We should note down this point. If we use this time properly, nicely, for our progress or in Baba's service, time will cooperate with us. We would never say that this is not good time for me, this is hard time for me, bad time for me. Never hard time, never bad time, always good time, always fortunate time we will experience throughout the cycle. So we know how to use this beautiful time. Second, and the best treasure, the biggest treasure and the biggest power for us, power of thought, treasure of thought. Two words Baba used for thoughts, power of thought, treasure of thought. We must have so many, many, many elevated thoughts, high thoughts in our mind, so that we can feel, we can experience that thoughts are treasure, real treasure, true treasure for me. You might have noticed one very deep point from Baba's Murli about money. Knowledge is the wealth. And Baba says, those who have this wealth of knowledge here, they will get lot of wealth in future. This knowledge wealth will turn into physical wealth. Baba says, those who have gems of knowledge now will easily make money, will easily get money in this world too. We can make experience. We should bring this version of Baba into our experience. If we have treasure of knowledge, easily we will get money here. We will have not to work hard to make money in this life. Money will come to us. I used to say one thing to all Brahmins. It's also a point of great intoxication for us. When we remember Baba, He comes down to us. Do you accept it? It's not so that we remember Him only, but as soon as we remember Him, He comes down to us. So when God can come down to us, when we invoke Him, why wealth will not come to us if we invoke it? Am I right or not? Wealth, we are the master of nature. Wealth is a part of nature. In fact, if we become the master of nature, wealth will come behind us. We need not to work hard to make money to achieve health in our life. And those who give wealth for Baba, you know, wealth is multiplied here itself. So Baba comes down when we invoke Him. We should remember it. I revise this point again. I used to teach to all, this is very good opportunity for us, all brothers, sisters and mothers can do this. In your home, every day, at least 3 times, invoke Bap Dada down. In your home, just sit in yoga for 5 minutes, talk to Baba. Ask Him, Baba, come down in my home and feel that Bap Dada appeared. He is in front of you. See Him in a beautiful form. Light and might is spreading out from Him. You can stand up, take hand in Baba's hand, ask Him, Baba, take a round in my home. Take him in every room. Ask him, Baba, give drashti to everything here. Do this for 5 minutes. Enjoy this. Take full enjoyment of this. Feel that Bab Dada came in my home. You will experience as Bab Dada came in Diamond Hall. 3 times every day. And you will experience, if you do it continually for 15 days, you will see, you will experience vibrations of your home became very spiritual, full of peace, full of purity, full of might. God comes down every day 3 times in your home. It will become very true, not imagination. I have taught this practice to many mothers in India, and many did this and got wonderful feelings. Their home has become temples, house of peace, peace house. And if their relatives, their friends enter their house, they experience, oh, your home is wonderful. Our tension gone. We became very peaceful here. What is here in your home? So, on my request, at least for 15 days, everyone must do this. Can you do? Or will you do? Yes? So Baba will come down in your home and he himself will solve all the problems. I am remembering one story. It's in Indian scriptures, but you know it. I tell you that story, you will enjoy it. When Mahabharat war was about to start, so there were 2 armies, you know, Kauravas and Pandavas. Head of Kauravas was Duryodhan. You need not to remember this name. And head of Pandavas army was Arjuna. You know him. So both chief went to Lord Krishna to ask his help. So, the chief of Kauravas, Sri Krishna told them, on one side, you can take my entire army, all of my weapons, army, forces. On other side, I alone will be there. And I will not fight. I will be there. I will be present there. I will not fight. So the chief of Kauravas chose army force. And Arjuna said, I like you. Come my side. You need not to fight. I will fight, but be with me. Because Arjuna knew where there is God, victory is there. Army will not win the war, but God's presence will enable us to win the war. This was belief in Arjuna's mind. Same thing we must know. Where there is the presence of God, our Baba, victory will go there. Success will come there. So whenever there is any problem in your life, just invoke Bab Dada in front of you. I do this nowadays. I made this my nature. Now habit. Whenever there is anything, I ask Baba, you please come down. And I have experienced many times that it takes 5 minutes only. Everything is solved. So it's a beautiful yukti, or we can say blessing of Baba. A beautiful opportunity given by God Himself that now I am for you. In bhakti, I was for devotees. Now, at this confluence says, I am for you. Don't forget this word, I am for you. Now, it depends upon us how we use our divine wisdom in order to take full advantage of this opportunity. I used to give one example when non-BK souls come to us in programs, just in order to give them the feeling that God is their father. It is in my mind, aim, that I would give them feelings, deep feelings, that God is not God for you, He is your father. Same thing I say in front of you. Just see, suppose in an election, your father also being elected as a member of your assembly, parliament, or whatsoever you call in your country. And all of a sudden, party selected him as the leader of the country. You get phone call, message, that your father has become the president of your nation. What will happen immediately to you? As soon as you got the news, your father now is the president of the nation, what will happen to you? Happiness? In Kali Yuga, ego? You will change your introduction, your dress, and your walking, talking, listening, seeing, everything will change. You will see, oh, you will walk like this. I am the daughter of president, prime minister, president now. And you will say, out of proud, to your friends and neighbors, now you need not worry. My father is the president. If you have any problem, come to me. I will give a phone and everything will be done. People do like this. And people know how to take advantage of this opportunity. If our friend or father or brother or mother has got any big post, minister or governor, so we know how to take full benefit of this. Our Father is the Almighty One. Can we say to the people? Now talk to yourself. My Father is one who is Almighty, one who is God, the Supreme Power, the highest authority. Can we say? Can we say with such authority to our friends that if you get any work from God, come to me, He is my Father. I will give a ring to Him and your work will be done. This is also true. People used to come to me that we know, go, Baba is your friend. Please ask your friend that he should help us. I remind them, he is not my friend, he is also your friend. You can go to him, can ask for your help, and he will do. Such feeling of right on him we must have now. So he is bound. He will be bound to cooperate with us. So feel this right. Come to the point again, treasure of thoughts. So, from everyday's Murli, we all must find out many good points of knowledge for our own life first. We are listening from last 3 days, very deep Murli. Do you remember? 3 days before, Baba was saying, my main job is to give current to all. Get current from Baba at Amrit Vela, give current to all at night. If you see others, a soul, you give current to them. So we should experience one thing, that what is the magic in seeing souls in everyone's forehead. It's our subtle tapasya, simple tapasya. If you see everyone as a soul, what happens then? To them or to us? So we used to do one practice you can do sometime in your life. When you have holy day, free day, then you should do such practice that if we see upward, see Supreme Soul. If we see in this world, see the souls. If our drashti goes here, they are stars. If our attention goes there, Baba, the Supreme Light. So automatically our vibrations will reach to the souls. So we all Brahmins must collect a big treasure of elevated points, elevated thoughts of knowledge. Write them down. I do this way. Now, Baba has given 10 avyakt mullis in this season. So I have started one homework from each mulli. Very important point. Point of intoxication. Point of inspirations. I note down in my personal notebook. And I read them in 10 minutes. So all 10 mullis are studied in 10 minutes only every day. And this way, I feel, oh, Baba has told this big thing. Otherwise, we do forget. It's very common. We listen so many things every day, we do forget. So, note down the points. Important points. I remind you, two very inspirative points of this season, although there are many, but two, you have to become such a transparent mirror in which people can see God. In this world, no mirror is available in which God is appeared, but you have to become such a clean mirror in which people can see God. A beautiful inspiration this thought gives to us. Second, very good version from Baba's murli, three murlis before he told. He was giving murli on Master Almighty in this season. Master Almighty, that since you are born, at your birthday, I gifted you with all 8 powers. 8 powers I gave to you. You are Master Almighty. Invoke your powers. They will come to you. Make use of your powers. And very powerful point was, when Baba can appear in front of you when you invoke him, when God can come to you when you invoke him, why all powers will not come to you if you invoke them? So I did this practice like this. I also share that experience to you, and all Brahmins can use all 8 powers like this. So just first of all, the method is, first of all, remind yourself that Baba has blessed me with all powers. I am the embodiment of all 8 powers. I am Master Almighty. I am sitting here. I am a king sitting on the throne. I am Master Almighty King. First of all, be in this feeling, in this awareness. And then invoke the powers. Oh, all 8 powers appear in front of me. And feel that 8 powers in the form of kings are standing in front of you. They are in our service. And then you can give order to them, go there, do this. Go there, solve this problem. Go there, give help to this person. This person is sick, cannot tolerate the pain. Go there, help with him so that he can easily tolerate the pain. Such and such Brahmin soul has become weak. He is thinking to leave Baba. Go to him. Just give divine intellect to him. Help him so that he can imbibe purity and other dharana in his life. He can collect boldness there, strength in his life. Go there and you will experience that it works. All powers, go there, help with them. So this is a way how we can make use of our powers in order to strengthen the souls, to empower the souls, to solve the problems of many souls, to divinize the life of many persons in this world. Such good things we have achieved in our life, but we have to bring them into experiments. Success of experiments will ensure that you can do this way. So we have got such treasures of knowledge for our intellect. Our intellect must be full of this divine wisdom. We know so far, we had been asking from God, "Oh God, please give me divine intellect, give me wisdom." Mothers for their children used to ask from gods and goddesses in India that, "Oh God, give wisdom, give intellect to my baby so that he can obtain good marks in the exam." Now God came down to give us divine intellect. He is distributing now intellect, divine wisdom. And it's our responsibility that we should make ourselves full of that wisdom. And this wisdom will last forever. You can see many intellectuals in this world, but they don't have divine intellect. They don't have divine wisdom. Therefore, their intelligence creates tension for them, problem for them, peacelessness for them. Our divine wisdom, we may not be very intelligent. Many Brahmins are not very intelligent, but they have got divine wisdom. So their intellect has become divine. You can see many. They were not intelligent person in their Laukik life. But after coming to Baba, they have become most intelligent person. We used to talk about, I can speak openly, we used to talk about our Dadi Janki. You know, she is about 90 years old. Still, intellect, you know, very divine. Not old intellect. Intellect is always fresh, new. We used to amaze, oh, see, in this old age, she has got such a wonderful, beautiful, divine, unique intellect. But she was not intelligent in Laukik. So Baba has given this wisdom, divine intellect to the souls. So by churning knowledge, by collecting such gems from Baba's Murli, we can divinize our intellect. More important is power of thought. You have heard many things about this. I would say just one thing. I give an example. In our Spark meeting, last days, one scientist was talking to me. He is my friend, young boy. He is M.Tech, Master of Technology. He has done in electronic communication. So we were talking about the influence of vibrations. So he gave one simple example. See this mobile phone. It gets signal, ring. Someone is talking in your country and you get signal here. So he said that before we have this mobile phone, signals were also coming. But we did not have this instrument. Signals were there because the waves of our sound is spread out throughout the world, on this entire planet, in everywhere, in whole atmosphere. But we can catch through that instrument, we can receive. This is the effect of sound waves only. The vibrations of powerful souls, the vibrations of those souls who have been blessed by God, the vibrations of very pure souls influence so much, so much. I can say beyond our imaginations, because we don't have any instrument to catch them, therefore we cannot know, we cannot measure, we cannot calculate, otherwise our vibrations. For example, you be in the feeling of Master Almighty stage, that I am most powerful, equal to God. Baba is Almighty, I am equal to Him, Bab Saman, Master Almighty. And then create a thought about any person, a good thought, and we should believe that this thought will reach immediately, will affect immediately to that person. So this way we can change the mentality of others. We can change mind and intellect of others. We can inspire others. We can help others by giving our good vibrations to them. This is service we have to do. But very important thing is we should not waste our thoughts energy. Thoughts, so many thoughts we have in a day in our mind. Many, many thousands thoughts, more than 60,000 thoughts we create in a day. So big energy, lot of energy is used in creating those thoughts. If we concentrate our mind, if we create less thought, that energy is saved and we will become very powerful. Last year, here was a big conference of surgeons. So, top class surgeons from India, 250 surgeons participated in that conference. And topic was, wonderful topic they had chosen, what happens in a brain, in our brain, every second, every minute. So someone told that in our brain, 1,000 kind of chemical secrets. One said 500 chemical secrets. Someone said 300, 800, like this. Our brother who was the coordinator, I suggested him, why not to give this theme to them, that if there is one thought in the mind, how many chemicals will secrete then? So he liked this theme very much. Oh, I had no idea like this. Because human beings have so many thoughts in their mind, weak thoughts, negative thoughts, vicious thoughts, therefore thousands of chemicals are secreted every minute. And we pure souls have minimum thoughts in our mind, so less, maybe 150 types of chemical secrets per minute. So we can understand, if we concentrate our thoughts, if we stabilize our mind in one thought, our brain will become divine. This is the importance and the significance of concentration. I like to talk about one simple thing. One brother was talking to me and he asked one question. I answered and he requested that in class you should share this point to everyone. Question was, he asked that many non-BKs ask us why celibacy is essential for Raj Yoga practice. Can you not practice Raj Yoga without celibacy? He asked this question. So you must know the answer. And before giving answer, I would say some doctors are also sitting here. Our present medical science is not perfect. It is a research, not complete. If we give them any theme, then they will work accordingly. But they don't have such theme why celibacy is important. They don't have such theme how children are born in golden age with the power of yoga. So they don't work on these things. But if we give them thought, they can make new research. And some doctors told me few things I just give to you. You can churn these things. I'm not saying that these things may be perfect, but these are the opinions of many doctors which help us to understand these questions. Why celibacy is essential for the practice of yoga? For the practice of Raj Yoga, we know that we have to concentrate our mind and intellect on God, who is ever pure and supreme and almighty. And we must know, in order to take our mind and intellect there, we need one thing, and that is a powerful brain. Now, I am talking about brain, not about mind and intellect, brain, the third part, the instrument by which mind and intellect work. Brain is like a supercomputer, and mind and intellect or soul is the operator. So, this energy of celibacy, this gross energy, there are two ways of it, either downward or upward. In sex lust, it is wasted downward way. Yogis, they pulls it upside. In the body of yogis, this energy rises up and passes from one gland to other, second, second to third, third to fourth, this way to eighth. In spiritual language, people use the word chakras. Many know this word, chakras. So this gross energy is stored in gonad gland. In spiritual language, they called it Shakti Chakra. Shakti Chakra. The chakra where Shakti, might, power is stored. From there, it starts to rise up. Goes in second chakra. One part of this power is absorbed by that chakra. Then goes in third chakra. One part is absorbed by that. Then it becomes subtle, subtle. Goes here, Ajna Chakra. And it becomes very subtle. And Ajna Chakra supplies it to the brain. And this way, that gross energy turned into subtle energy, divine energy, supplied to the brain, and this subtle energy empowers our brain, divinizes our brain. If we don't supply this energy to the brain is weak, we cannot concentrate. Therefore, Baba says, those who are weak in purity find hard to concentrate, find hard to experience his yoga. Therefore, celibacy is a must. Without celibacy, no one can become yogi. Same thing, one doctor told me about how children are born with the power of yoga. So he said that like we yogis, deities have the same procedure. Their energy rises up, goes into brain, and through eyes it is transferred from male to female. Simple method is suggested, and this way children are born. So this was a point. So we must collect the power of thoughts. I would add one thing. Each thought creates energy. Each of our thought creates energy. If thought is negative, it will create negative energy. If thought is positive, positive energy. If we concentrate our thoughts, each thought becomes very powerful. Our each thought will play very important role in transforming the world. And if there are negative thoughts in our mind, we spread negative energy everywhere and it creates problem for many. So this way, we are responsible, we should feel our responsibility, we should be aware of our responsibility. This way we can use our thought power in order to enjoy our life, in order to empower the life of others. Now I will take you towards two practices of this season, which are very important for every one of us. You know, in this season, Baba has mentioned about two things in many murlis. These are two points of higher consciousness. Baba said, you are the ancestors, Purvaj. Hindi word is very good, Purvaj, ancestors. Second consciousness, you are worship-worthy souls, Ist Devi, Ist Dev. So do we believe that you are ancestors? All are ancestors, Purvaj. It means the souls who came in the beginning of golden age. They are ancestors. We can understand this way. Suppose When I came for the first time from gold in the beginning of golden age, so I had a family. Then my family had two more family. They became four families. Then four changed into eight. So I had this way big kalp tree behind me. So we each ancestor soul has our own kalp tree. So at least millions of the souls have very close relationship with us in entire cycle. At least 2, 3, 5, 4 millions. And our stage, our feelings, our weakness, our negativity or our positivity, these all will influence them. If we are very pure, they will find purity easy. If we enjoy Amrit Vela, they all will enjoy. If we sleep, all will sleep. If we are careless, all will become lazy and careless. If we are alert and enthusiastic, all will feel happiness in their life. Do you feel so? So our weakness will become the weakness of many souls. And our greatness, our qualities will give qualities, power to many souls in this world. We are ancestors, responsible soul. In one Murli of this season, Baba mentioned, you are master great-great-grandfather, master seed. You are in the roots of kalp tree. You have to sustain this entire kalp tree. You have to give power, you have to give vibrations to the souls of all religions. All religions. Not one religion, not deity religion, but all religions. It's your responsibility. So we have to feel it. So I give two visions to you, which we have done good practice in our group and very good experience it gives. One vision is, when you sit in yoga, make a vision that over my head here, kalp tree is standing, entire kalp tree, and my yoga vibrations are going to each branch, to each leaf. You will enjoy yoga very much. Or, very easy, this is inverted kalp tree. Roots are in upside and all religions downside. I am sitting on the top, roots, and Baba's vibrations are coming to me, and from me they are spreading in whole kalp tree. It's a beautiful way to give energy, peace, love, support to all souls of all religions. So we are great, great grandfather, most elevated souls. Our thought must be very, very great. Such great souls, such master, great, great, grandfather souls, such responsible souls cannot have simple, simple things like ego, I-ness, mutual class, negative thoughts, hatred for others. We have to bring benefit to all. So, I give one simple example. We are ancestors, we are in the roots, or we are roots. We know roots are underground always. No one recognizes roots. Plant, then tree comes out, then beautiful flowers attract the attention of everyone. But root and seed, who are the responsible of this tree, are incognito. No one knows them. Where seed had gone, where roots are going, here, there, deep or this side or upside, no one think about them. But beautiful flowers, fragrant flowers and fruits, who will achieve them, attract towards them. We are roots. We are underground always. We should not have the thought in our mind that we must be revealed, that we must get name and fame, that people must feel attraction towards us. We are the roots, underground. But roots are responsible for everything. If roots are cut down, what will happen then? Tree will dry up, finish. His life will end. But roots are incognito. Through roots, water, fertilize, total energy goes in the tree through roots. But roots have no desire. We can say roots are selfless. So those who are roots, those who are ancestors, must become selfless. Everything for others, nothing for self. Everything for others, nothing for self. I was listening in an Indian devotional song. Words were very nice. It was about Shankar. That see Shankar, he doesn't have even cloth to wear, no home to live, a hut only, and he gives palaces to others. He gives wealth to others. Same thing with our Brahma Baba. You know, he was very simple. A simple room to live, very simple. This room was very simple, not like now. It was very simple, ordinary. A simple hut, that hut is built up later on. Simple hut, like poor people. Simple dress, no pomp and show. Same thing, nothing for self, everything for others. So those who are great, those who want to become great, those who want to do such responsible service for this world, must adopt this slogan, nothing for me, everything for others. And those who do everything with selfish motivation, they never become great. So this way, we should do the practice of ancestor stage while doing yoga. You sit on the top of kalp tree in the roots and give vibrations to entire tree. Second thing, now as I have mentioned you about how to invoke Baba, similarly I would insist. Before this I would say, everyone must become master in one thing at least. One thing means one point of higher consciousness. And the point of higher consciousness, I remind you, we all are worship-worthy souls. Ishtadev, Ishtadevi. You should remember this Hindi name. Ishtadev, for brothers, Isht Devi for sisters. Isht Dev means devotees are worshipping so many gods and goddesses in the temples. If you go in India, in every village, in every city, you will find so many temples of gods and goddesses. Now Baba told us the reality that those gods and goddesses are none else but you yourself are. So we must believe we are worship-worthy gods and goddesses. Have you seen some time in Indian temples? If you go there, thousands of devotees would be standing outside the temple and the door is opened and they sing the song in the praise of gods and goddesses and have a look of that stone statue, believing that is the real Devi, real God. So make a vision. So I would say morning, evening, two times particularly, be in this awareness. How? Now I give you the practical thing what happens in the temples. Thousands devotees come there. Hand of Devi is like this always, that from hand sakas, vibrations, comes to the devotees. Devotees go there with different desires in their mind, and desires are fulfilled. Some go there with some obstacles. They pray there that, O Devi, help me, make me free from this problem, from this obstacle. So what we have to do, you will enjoy it very much. Become a practical god or goddess. If you like Vishnu form, it will be very nice, Vishnu. Or those who know about Durga, about Jagdamba Saraswati, they can feel, I am this. But Vishnu is a common thing, worship worthy. It is becoming little hard for double foreigners because you don't know what is the system, rituals in India. But I clarified it very clearly. Feel that I am Devi, like Durga. I am with eight arms. I am sitting in the temple. See yourself. You are in the temple. Thousand devotees are standing in front of you. Raise your hand. Feel that from hand rays of purity went to them. Sakas went from my right hand. And it's true, not imagination. From our right hand, energy goes out. If you do like this, it's fact, from your right hand, energy goes out. So use your right hand in subtle form, that you raise your right hand and sakas went to the devotees. Have a thought, the devotees have come to me with different desires. Let their old desires fulfill. They have come to me with different obstacles. I am the destroyer of obstacles. Let their all obstacles be destroyed. Feel that I am giving drashti to my devotees, and from my drashti, light and might is going to them. Be in this for 5 minutes. In the morning, 5 minutes, evening. Practically be worship-worthy deity. Can you do this? See, today, now we will do this, and tomorrow morning, this evening, you all have to do this. And then you need not to work hard to transform your sanskaras, as Baba has mentioned in this murli. Automatically, divine sanskaras will emerge in your life. You will become the best over. The great feeling for us, we are the best overs, donors. We have to give. No thought to get anything from any soul. We are the best overs. We are like God. God gives everything, takes nothing. We have to give everything. No desire to take anything from anyone. So all the sanskaras will be divinized easily, fastly, if we become such worship-worthy gods and goddesses. So this practice everyone has to do 5 minutes in the morning, 5 in the evening. When you come back from your job, in your home, you feel tired or tense, you can get relaxed this way. I am worship worthy. Sit in the temple, give light and might to your devotees, and thus gradually and gradually you will get the experience that the voice of devotees will come to your mind. You will feel they are asking this thing from me. They are in the problem. They are in the misery. I have to help them. And just you will give sakas and help will reach to them. I tell you another story, very simple, which clarify this great subject. Once Lord Shankar had 2 sons. One was Ganesh, you know, elephant god. And about second one you don't know. He was a great warrior, the commander of the army of deities. It has been mentioned in the scripture. So once the devil's army, the commander of devil's army, who was very powerful, shoot an arrow, and the son of Shankar went into the sky. He was just going with arrow. All of a sudden, he just remembered Shankar. Just as Baba says, you say Baba. He says Shankar. And immediately Shankar, his father, who was sitting in the meditation, he heard this voice subtly and just did hand like this. Sakas from his hand went to the sun, and sun very easily and lightly came down, smoothly came down, came in the laps of Shankar. This is a practical story, very practical. Our devotees will cry out of pain, will remember us, oh God, please help me. We will listen inside and just will give sakas. And their sorrow, their pain, their trouble and problem will finish immediately. They will experience that we gave them might. We helped them. This is going to happen in near future. So we have to develop this practice to give sakas through our hand, through our 3 eyes, 1 eye, 2 eye, through our powerful thoughts. So this was in my mind what I wanted to say you, and I hope with me you all will do these all practices, invoke Baba, become ancestors, sit on the top of kalp tree in the roots, and becoming worship worthy deity, sit in the temple and fulfill the desires of all devotees. Om Shanti. Now let us sit. Self? Healing. Healing. Yes, this is also a good thing to know, because we have to struggle many times with certain disease in our body, and many times doctor declared no remedy. So, what I have learned in my life, two ways, two methods to heal our own body. One is, we know that power of purity is the healing power. Power of purity, it's the healing power. So, come in this awareness that I am supremely pure soul, and from me pure vibrations, white vibrations are spreading in whole body and going to the painful part, healing it. We can do like a drill from Baba. Pure vibrations are coming in the soul. For a minute, receive. Then for 10 seconds, they are going in the body. White. You can do 5 times this. 1 minute receiving, 5 minutes giving. Then, for 5 minutes, might from Baba is coming, red color, soul is receiving, and from soul, red rays are going to the body, to that particular part. It will help you in healing. One another thing I would add, our Dr. Satish Gupta, he has developed one therapy that different colors of the different organs of the body, liver color, heart color, lungs color, kidneys color. So if we gave that color of vibrations to that part, it is healed easily. Second method, some doctors suggest this method, feel that I am an angel, soul in the body of light, I went in soul world. I am angel in front of Baba. Then I left my soul body there, I became a soul, went to soul world. Now my light's body, my angelic body is there in front of Baba, and Baba is giving his vibrations to that angelic body. And that angelic body is receiving all vibrations from Baba. Then I came down, entered that body. With that body I entered this body. Because it's a fact that whatever pain or defect or disease is here in our gross body, it also goes into subtle body. So if we heal subtle body will heal gross body. So this way, Baba can give vibrations to our subtle body, and those vibrations will heal our gross body. It can be done. But very important thing, very, very important, in Hindi we call it bhavana, faith, trust. We must have full trust that it will work. No thought of doubt, it will work or not, how it will work. So many yogis are here, they are not healing their bodies. How I can heal my body? No. We all are yogi, but unless we divert that energy to that side, energy will not work. Otherwise our yoga is meant for the purification of soul, is to destroy our past sins. But if we direct them towards our illness, it will affect there. So these are two methods, we can use it. And I used to suggest that every day, for some minutes, we must give pure vibrations to our body in order to kill the impure sexual hormones or worms from this body. With the power of yoga, the sexual germs, worms will be destroyed, and it will help us to purify our mind, because we have to purify our body too. So if we purify mind, mind influences body. If we purify body, body will influence our mind, and it will become a great help to us. Okay, now, become worship worthy. I give you all one thought. Everyone think that I am Durga. So all become Durga, the Devi of might, most powerful Devi, Durga. Red light, Durga with eight arms. Be in your own, no need of drashti. If you like, you can close your eyes. I am Durga, embodiment of all powers, with divine face. I am in the temple. Many devotees are standing in front of me. I am giving vibrations to them fulfilling their pure desires. My vibrations will make them free from sorrow and pain. These vibrations will give them peace. I am Durga, giving vision to all of my devotees. Om Shanti.